we're good. You're ready.
Super, thanks.
Welcome, everybody.
We're going to have a call to order our Board of Trustee work session at 6 p.m. It's Thursday, March 20th, 2025. This is being held at Station 41 here in West Point. Richie Carlson, Jerry Chatterton, Brian Vincent, Nancy Smalling, Tim Roper, and Megan Ratchford are present with us today. We're going to jump into the best thing of the night while we're here. Chief, you want to take that?
Yeah, badge, please.
Yes.
Board members, this is Sam.
Welcome, Sam. Sam.
February, what was it?
February 8th.
February 8th?
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
You came join us from Cache Valley, but you're also in the military, right?
Yes, sir.
So well, Branch.
Air Force.
Thanks for your service. Seriously.
Yeah. You just got back from doing something.
We just did our quarterly drill over in Wyoming.
Okay.
So I go over to Wyoming once every 3 months-ish for my drill weekends over there.
Yeah. And you were in Cache Valley?
Morgan County.
Morgan. Okay.
Anyway, we're excited to be swearing him in. He was actually deployed or whatever at our last batch meeting, right?
I was over in Cheyenne. We had a Cheyenne training over there.
Okay.
So anyway.
You get a special night all to yourself.
You got your wife here. So he's gonna,
yes, my wife and two kiddos.
Yes.
I state your name.
I, Samuel Parker.
Do solemnly swear that as a firefighter.
Do solemnly swear as a firefighter.
Of the North Davis Fire District.
Of the North Davis Fire District.
I will obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I will obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution.
And respect the property and rights of others.
And respect the property and rights of others.
I will fulfill my fundamental duty.
I will fulfill my fundamental duty.
To serve mankind.
To serve mankind.
To safeguard and preserve life.
To safeguard and preserve life.
And property against.
And property against.
The adverse effects of fire.
The adverse effects of fire.
Medical emergencies.
Medical emergencies.
And exposure to hazardous conditions.
And exposure to hazardous conditions.
I will uphold the policies and procedures.
I will uphold the policies and procedures.
Of the North Davis Fire District.
Of the North Davis Fire District.
And the standards of my profession.
And the standards of my profession.
I will not allow my personal feelings.
I will not allow my personal feelings. Preferences or prejudices.
To deter me in the performance of my duties.
To deter me in the performance of my duties.
I recognize the badge of my profession.
I recognize the badge of my profession.
As a symbol of public faith.
As a symbol of public faith.
And I accept it as public trust.
And I accept it as public trust.
To be held so long as I am true.
To be held so long as I am true.
To the ethics of the fire service.
To the ethics of the fire service.
I am obligated to be courteous.
I am obligated to be courteous.
Fair.
Fair.
Efficient and honest.
Efficient and honest.
In all my contacts with the public and my fellow members.
In all my contacts with the public and my fellow members.
Of the North Davis Fire District.
Of the North Davis Fire District.
I will perform my duties.
I will perform my duties.
And responsibilities with fidelity.
And responsibilities with fidelity.
And shall reflect the pride of the North Davis Fire District.
And shall reflect the pride of the North Davis Fire District.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Right?
Yeah, get the kiddos in there.
Drop down the picture. Okay,
1, 2, 3, cheese. Nice job. Sam, welcome aboard.
Thanks, sir.
We're going to move on and talk about our fiscal year 2026. If you're here and want to stay, you're welcome. If you want to leave, we totally understand. Yep, see ya. All right. Chief, take it in.
Mr. Dickens, who's going?
I will.
Thanks.
So we just have on the work session the 2026 budget. A few of the members were here tonight, and that couldn't make it. But the budget committee, I just wanted to give you all an update. The budget committee has met. Behind the scenes, me and Misty and administrative staff have been working on the budget, trying to get numbers in. What the plan is, and I ran it by the chair, is I think we're going to keep crunching numbers and crunching them with the budget committee and run it by them. And next month, if it's okay with the board and the board chooses, we'd like to have an early work session, maybe feed dinner or whatever, and go over line item by line item, the tentative budget. We'll have it more dialed in and ready for you guys to go line item by line item through it. And then with the intent of, with no huge hiccups, possibly being ready to pass it on the following month. That being said, we were just talking with the budget committee, just so you guys are aware, and maybe you're facing this in your cities. We've had, I can say that right now we're on track to balance our budget, which is great. But we've had some huge pitfalls in that, including health insurance and the wage study again. And talking with the budget committee and the chair and other cities and other fire chiefs and police chiefs, we're in really good shape. The board's taken really good care of us in the past. I thought maybe we were a little bit more ahead than what we are. Unfortunately, we're not when we're compared to everybody else, but I still think we're on target. Would you say that's fair to say?
Yeah.
Me and Misty are crunching numbers with, Megan had shared that there's a, 4.6%?
4.1%
increase in valuation.
Yes.
Which all of you know, that would possibly push our rate down a little bit. But that being said, we've not really sure. We budgeted in the budget right now 3% growth. That we felt that's pretty conservative, and we're watching ambulance revenues and the other revenue streams and. In conjunction with the budget committee, budgeting pretty conservatively with our revenues, and feel pretty comfortable that we'll be able to bring you a balanced budget with the tentative budget. But we're still waiting on. We got our what's that score called?
Our E-mod.
Our E-mod for workman's comp was better than it was previously. We've put in a filler number in there. I think it was 15%, just because we don't know what that will be. So liability insurance the same. We haven't got those numbers back yet, but hopefully we're close, and it's not going to be any big significant change. So
there is a catch with the workers' comp with the legislation that just changed with the cancer. The bill, whatever that was, I can't remember, the cancer screenings and all of that. I'm being told that could affect our premium on workers' comp, but we won't know yet. So just keep that on the back of
and,
your mind.
And
that could
once again, that's a state mandated. Okay, so they have a grant that I can't even remember. It's millions of dollars, but anyway, they have a grant. To retro, I would use me as an example. I'm a candidate probably to get screened right away before one of these brand new firefighters. And these screens are roughly $5,000-$6,000 to get screened for cancer or whatever.
Per person.
But with that mandate comes, so they're going to use that money. And so hypothetically, UFA or somebody like that, they're not going to be able to just use all their guys, and now all the money's done up. You'll have to qualify depending on your years in the service and what you've been exposed to, and they'll use that money up. But in the end, it's like any other state mandate, and then the district picks up and continues doing it after the money's gone.
Every year?
Yes. So it, yeah, what it'll do is you'll be putting on a rotating schedule. So I read something that over a certain age, you'll be screened. You'll do a baseline. Everybody will eventually get a baseline. Then from there, you get screened, I think, once every 7 years. But then once you hit a certain age range, it could bump down and you get a mid-range screen. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit convoluted. I can't wait to get more information, but it's not every single year for every person, but it could be, you know, 5-10 a year.
And in our defense, they did include, they added quite a few different cancers to the list for firefighters. So any rate, that's... So anyway, we're just waiting for those numbers, and I've been talking with other fire chiefs that are, and city officials that are in the, going through their budget and wage studies and everything right now, and it seems as though it's like that everywhere. Maybe some cities are an exception, I don't know, but I talked to Clearfield, I talked to JJ a week ago, I met with him. In Clearfield, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, but I think Clearfield like 2 years ago did like an 8%, and then last year they did a 6, and then I think they came back and did another 6 or 8. I can't remember, but it's horrible. But it made me feel better that like, okay, this is they're feeling the pinch like every. And I haven't talked to your police chief, but I'm sure that's what he's had. I don't know, you know. But anyway, is there any questions for me on the budget right now? We kept all the capital that the board's approved in the past. We haven't added any major expenses or whatever. We just kept on track with the same capital that we're projected to purchase this year. You know, I'm going next week to get our new ambulance that's in this fiscal budget, but next year on the schedule is a pickup truck we already had to order.
What's that? The ambulance?
It's all, it comes all done.
So you, other than stocking it and that type stuff. Okay.
It comes with a gurney, it comes with the load, it comes with, the only thing it doesn't come with I have to buy separately is the radio, and that needs to be installed once it gets here.
And the Stoker, right? Is that
Striker?
Striker.
The Striker lift and gurney is included in the price.
And we're keeping the old ambulances.
And we're keeping the old ambulances. Yeah. Other than that, on our capital, we don't really have... Just for gee whiz, I'll approach the board, but... when dust finally settles from building, and if we have some FF&E money left over that the board feels like they want to allocate, we might be able to allocate to get permanent Christmas lighting on the new station and possibly even this station, so we don't have to deal with that every year. But, you know, I'll bring that to you with that FF&E money if that's a possibility. So. What's that? Well, I want to say jellyfish, but I don't know what, you know.
There's a few different brands.
Yeah. We used a mountain something. Hold
yeah.
on.
So oh, wait, yeah. Well, I got some other stuff in the chief's report, but that's...
This cancer bill, this cancer screen, is that something that's already in state law that they just added to it?
Just got passed.
Yeah. This is brand new, though.
Brand new.
Yeah. Unfunded.
It's funded with the grant right now.
But once that money's gone, is that's
then the cost will shift to the district.
Wonderful.
Well, and then you know how they also say that in 2 years we're going to see if we can fund more of it.
Got it.
But
the caveat is too that even though we're doing these screenings, workers' comp's now like, oh, we might have to start paying out, right? So
they're going
to
start finding cancer.
So we're going to see increases with that.
OK.
Okay. We opened up the Lord's box.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Not yeah. Not you, but yeah, we did.
Talk about budget more.
Yeah.
Open it.
Do you have questions?
Not on this budget, just future.
Yeah. It just kind of leads to one thing. It's a great thing, but it does lead to other
things. Cross-operation.
The necessary evil.
Okay, so we'll look for that tentative budget next month.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's a reminder. You guys have the Utah local governments or the leagues of cities and towns, right? The week of our normal meetings. I believe next month it's going to be April 24th.
No, ours is the week before. Isn't it? 16th, 17th?
So so that's when you'll be in St. George.
I was going to say, we're not going yeah.
So we moved it to the 24th.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our board meeting will be April 24th.
Perfect.
I see what you're saying.
Yep.
Chair, is there, can I get a head nod or something? Is it okay if we do 5 o'clock work session?
Oh, yeah. You guys good with that? Can everybody make it for a 5 o'clock one?
Yep.
Yes.
Give it our best try.
I might come flying in, but I'll...
we'll get the runway lights going
for you.
Yeah,
there
you
go.
Yeah.
You good with that?
Yes, sir.
So we'll hit 5. Let's do 5 o'clock then.
Okay. That's all I have, Chair, unless anybody has any questions right now.
Okay, very good then. Okay, so we will, let's adjourn our work session.
So moved. Second.
And all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, so we're adjourned. We will now call to order our Board of Trustee meeting. This is still being held at Station 41 in West Point. It is 6:17 p.m., March 20th. Same members are present. Well, Megan Ratchford, Tim Roper, Nancy Spawn, Brian Vince, Jerry Chatterton, Rick Carlson. We will give Tim some time. He is going to offer a prayer and then lead us in a pledge.
Our Father in Heaven, we are so grateful for this opportunity that we have to gather as a board of the North Davis Fire District and to discuss the matters of the fire district, and we pray that Thou will be with us to guide us in our decisions. We are grateful for the opportunity we have to live in this great nation, and we pray for the leaders of our nation that they will be guided and be able to bring prosperity to our nation. And we pray for the firefighters and personnel who work for the fire district and their families, that they will be kept safe and blessed, and that their families may be comforted, that they will be able to return home to them in safety. We pray for all those who live within the boundaries of this district, and that as we make decisions, that these will be decisions that will benefit them. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I go into church though, right? Clearfield, we do it all, at least I do.
Tim, thank you. You do the pledge first?
It's up to the council member. So
it does it? We do
pledge
first.
I do
first
the pledge first, and then
I'll
do
it. Yeah, before
country.
We do it pledge first and then pray at ours. So. Okay, citizen comment. Do you want to make any comment? Then we'll move right on to, we have the minutes from the February 27th meeting. If anybody has any changes or edits to that, we will entertain that now. Otherwise, I'll need a motion for approval, please.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Second. Motion to approve by Tim and a second by Jerry. Any further discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you much. Yep. All right. We're moving on to the fire district bills for February of 2025. You have them in front of you. Questions on those? Seeing none.
I make a motion. We approve the North Davis Fire District bills for February 2025.
Second.
A motion for approval by Jerry. This time a second by Tim. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Financial report, please.
everything's looking, this is actually making this budget this year a little bit easier because we're on, everything's looking pretty good and on target this year. The ambulance revenue, me and Misty have been watching really close, and our collections are on target, and that has, so to speak, that pipeline that they said we were waiting to fill, it's, I think it's filled now, and it's coming in pretty regularly. Taxes the same way. The only thing, just an update, and the board is all aware that we have a brand new motor in the ladder truck.
Yay. Done.
It's done, and it's here, and it's in service. And so in vehicle maintenance, we're going to be over, and the board is aware that we're going to have to amend that when the time is up on that. But other than that, we've had some injuries lately, and injuries always cost overtime sometimes. It's unfortunate, but I think we're still doing good as far as wages go. So that's all I have. If anybody has any questions.
Okay, any questions for him on the financial?
No. How's the truck drive?
What's that?
How's the truck drive?
The truck runs really good. I actually think it was a wise investment for us and the board. I've watched that truck put out a lot of fire. That truck's been a good truck. I think it was easily worth doing that to that truck, and it's going to serve us for a long time. We're still going to buy another ladder truck, but it's going to serve us for a long time to come still. And, you know, it's a good truck.
Okay, need a motion for the financial report.
I'm going to approve July 2024 through June 2025 financial report.
Motion for approval by Megan.
Second.
Second by Ricky. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No. Sorry. Nice reaction, sorry.
She's not opposed to it. She made the motion.
Thank you. I swear to God, I don't know.
We try to keep it going around.
Go ahead, Chief. Fire Chief's report.
I don't have a lot. I was going to give you call numbers and run numbers and stuff, but we're ahead of last year. Not by a whole bunch, but we're ahead. Every year we get busier. One thing that I wanted to make the board aware of, and after that emotional award ceremony we had another call this last month in Clearfield, and it was horrible for the crew. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but we lost a mother while she was pregnant, and the crew actually did a very, very stellar job. Our doctor came. We did a hot wash with the crew. She had embolism, and the crew that was on duty kept her alive enough to get her to the hospital, and the miracle is the little baby was taken, and she is healthy and doing good. So unfortunately we lost mom. As I told my crew, that's only happened, I've been on a lot of pregnancies, but that's only happened to me once, and it was like back in the late 80s. It's a very fluke thing, but it made us all step back a little bit. But the baby is wrapped she's in the NICU, and she's got a blanket around her that says miracle, and we did save it. I can just say, I think if you were in rural Utah, the baby wouldn't have been saved, you know. But anyway, I'm actually tooting the horn of our guys. They did, and gals. They did a fantastic job, and that situation that. And Cherry, you would know, they need a hospital. They need an OR. They don't need us messing around on the scene or anything. And they did a fabulous job. So, and we're watching them closely, by the way, right?
Yeah. It was a rough 2 weeks, I think, for them, Chief.
Yeah, it was. I seen the call come in, and I thought it was just another, if you looked at the dispatch information, it just looked like we're going to deliver another baby. I didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Turned really quick.
Got the same thing.
How early was the baby?
What's that?
How early?
Full term.
Oh.
I used to say when I was an EMT years ago, many years ago, I would much rather work the full arrest than have to worry about delivering a child, a baby, because you can go from one patient to two patients, very sick patients quickly. So in fact, they actually saved the baby, because I had a friend that had the same thing and they did not save the baby. That's fantastic. So
yeah, and that's,
they do deserve tooting at their horns.
I mean, just for gee whiz, I was at a trauma conference last year, and I think I talked to you, Chair, about this. And we're not trained to do a hysterotomy, mm-hmm. not a hysterectomy, but they covered that. And there's been situations across the nation where a mother gets, you know, shot or mm-hmm. something like that, but you still have a valuable life. And I guess they make the incision long ways. Mm-hmm. It's just they're not worried about muscle or anything, just. But, and it's cute young family. My daughter showed me, it's on Facebook. My daughter showed me the picture of the cute family and her husband with two other kids, little kids. But, yeah, they did a great job. Good. So, we're trying to just take it from the perspective that they saved a life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know.
So, good for them.
That's about all. I didn't mean to end it in such a somber.
There was a question, Jerry.
I'm just going to wait. I'll ask it after.
Okay.
I'll just ask you a question after.
Any other questions for Chief?
No.
Okay. Member city updates. Sunset, you want to go first?
Yeah, I was just mentioning in our budget committee that our 95 unit townhomes we approved on council meeting this week. So that'll be going.
Is that Weiniger's?
Yeah, the old Weiniger's property.
Never thought we'd grow in Sunset, but here we go.
There you go. Welcome to the party. Great.
I just want to mention, I'm going to tag on to Ricky's, but April 19th is our Easter egg. Have they?
Nobody's called.
Nobody's called?
So I need to.
So April 19th, I don't remember what time I'll find. Do you remember what time it was, Ricky? I'll find out for sure and let you know, though.
I just remember the eggs are expensive.
Have we heard from West Point yet?
I don't think so. I'm going to just check the calendar and verify.
Nineteenth at 10 a.m.
And so is a few other cities.
Yeah. Sunset will be the best, so anyway.
They're over in 5 minutes, so
ours is over in 30 seconds.
Yeah. Hey, I already, you know what? They're in there. I have dementia or something because they're in there. I don't have Clearfield, though. Does Clearfield have one that day?
Clearfield has two of them.
Nobody's called me. So if they want me, you're going to have to tell them to call me.
I am not in the weeds.
Okay. I've only heard from West Point and Sunset.
I don't think they really use the fire district for it, though.
Okay.
They might not.
I can't remember
going to Clearfield.
And then also in July will be our fun days this year. I don't know if you knew that we've moved it back to July. It'll be the 12th of July this year.
Oh, at least it's not the 24th.
No,
yeah.
Moved it back. It was in June last year, and that kind of, we had a lot of different numbers in all areas. So we moved it back into July this year in hopes that it'll be better.
So July what?
July 12th. And so we would love to have the fire department at our parade. And since I'm in charge of the parade, please
South
come.
Park.
We'll be there.
Just get time, let me know. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll send the flyer so you have the flyer information for everything.
That'd be great.
There'll be a car show and everything. So.
Yeah, because they're destroying
Central Park. I don't know. Are we doing Easter egg at Central Park? Or are we doing over at Rachel Runyon? I can't remember that either. There might be a change because they started the 18th.
I think we're doing
project.
It at Rachel Runyon.
It was 1800 North starting now. It's quite a mess starting, and so we're so excited about that project. But we're going to be doing a lot of stuff over the Rachel Runyon Park, which is further south. So it'll be a little bit different setup for fun days, and possibly I'll find out for sure on the Easter egg.
If you let me know, we'll do that change.
I think that was it, though.
Is that what you named
it? Is that it, Ricky?
Part?
Yeah.
Do you think of any, could you think of anything else?
Thanks for covering that other stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we're going to do a budget too, which is always my favorite season. Right up there with Christmas. Okay.
Good. Good for him.
We've been doing the budget and wage studies. We had a couple events that we were talking about for the 2026 budget and looking at a couple different areas of different styles of events that we'd like to do. And planes, we're going to add more planes in 2026 to
bigger ones, right?
Bigger,
yes.
Way bigger.
Yes.
Way bigger. Yeah.
They assigned another artist ours, which I've been in contact with, and ours
is amazing.
And they're working. It looks amazing.
Is it is it the same size as the other one?
Is it the same size? I don't
know.
Yeah,
I think it is. Yeah, it's one of the originals because they took the plane and they retrofit.
Yeah, it was a nice
communication. Took it down and then.
Oh, it's because we had to deal with UDOT's line of sight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, understood.
Yeah.
UDOT.
Okay. And then
we
I have a request. So next Thursday, the 27th, I want to do my emergency training and I want to do fire extinguisher training with the troop. Is that something we can do? Like
I've got to look
o'clock?
And see what we've got on that calendar that day.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that up at the Hilton?
Yeah.
Okay. What time are you thinking? I can look and see what we've got.
Like around 9:30, 10 o'clock. Any time really. Reflexive.
Actually, that would be
Do you want live training, like using the actual
extinguishers
and put them out? Okay.
Uh-huh.
That makes a mess, but we can do that, but it's
there's
a huge
field,
mess.
There's a field across from the road that we can do it on.
Do we have,
how many people?
There's probably going to be about 14.
Do you have extinguishers?
Thanks.
No, we don't have extinguishers.
I have extinguishers.
We'll get one.
You have some? I have two that are expired.
Okay.
That's great. So that's why I wanted to do it this year.
Are you just going to handle that then?
Put it on the books and yeah.
What we're most excited about is we're working on being Topgolf's competitive.
Yeah.
What time did you say?
Let's do 10 o'clock. Unless 9:30 works earlier. Is earlier better for you?
27.
The 27th
of
March.
27th of March, like next week.
I think that works. I can't think of anything that I have.
If not, just let me know.
So. I'll send them a meeting request right now.
Okay.
So. Well, we'll make it happen either way.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll move stuff around.
Team loved it last year. Like, loved it. Like, they still talk about it.
What about anything on the hotel?
Which hotel?
The ones coming into Legend Hills?
Yeah.
Not yet. They'll come in, but
what about
Town Place
Lakeside?
No, yeah,
Lakeside
there's some
is gonna
ones
start.
Lakeside should kick off in the summer.
Yeah, they're starting.
And then the front climbing wall should be coming in, and then the first apartments at Clearfield station going up as well. So that's it for Clearfield.
Yeah.
That's it.
We don't have anything going on.
That's a lot.
That's okay. I'll go ahead and ask my questions. First of all, where are we at with that annexation? Did that get all done? Is it still in the works?
Oh, that's a good question. So I'm right in the middle of it.
Okay.
We've hired Wasatch Civil, and we've met with them in a meeting with Andy. We've met with Wasatch Civil has met with their surveyor is meeting with the county surveyor as well as MIDA, and then we're going to add, so it's moving along, we got to get the legal description in the Mylar or whatever, then we will move forward with, in the county, well, I don't think they'd push back anyway, because we just have to give notice, but the only thing, maybe West Point mayor, I don't know if some of those unincorporated people are going to be have a pitchfork.
They might.
You know what? They need to pay, though. You know.
This one's an easy explanation. Yep.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're on track. We're going to do what I call as a cleanup annexation. Give notice. Go through all the steps, and that actually we have to amend the budget for. I think it's $14,000, wasn't it?
Oh, I think it's, yeah, right around there.
It's expensive.
Get the Mylars and that, yeah.
But I think once we get that, the whole district will be done. we found out, I told Mayor Vincent, we found out that we thought we were recorded on the new junior high property. West Point annexed that, but it didn't automatically come into the district. We're not going to get any revenue from that, but
yeah,
that is part of our area.
Right.
So.
Second question I've got, and maybe it's been discussed when I wasn't here, but what's the life expectancy of our paramedic unit truck?
I think it's 6 or 7 years on our CIP. I don't have our CIP right in front of me. But we also have, so this year, to answer part of your question, so this year, Kurt is due to, his truck's due to be replaced. And his truck that he's currently in right now is a diesel. And that's moving to paramedic reserve.
Okay.
So that's going to serve as the paramedic reserve. But yeah, it's in our budget. I just don't have it. It's in our cycle.
Okay, and that's part of my...
We have it on a rotation for 6 years. So if you remember, we received it late, right?
Yeah.
So we have the next one scheduled for 2030 is what it looks like. Does that sound correct, Gene?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and that answers kind of part of my question. I noticed, I think it's Syracuse and Clinton, they run their paramedics out of a pickup truck.
Yep.
What's the pros and cons to it? Is it?
I can't tell you any pros, but I'll tell you the cons.
Okay, good enough. That's all I needed to know.
The reason that they're doing that is that they're cheap. And just from my 40 years, I ran out of a Suburban. I ran out of a half. They burn the brakes off of them every time you need the oil changed. There's way too much weight in those. And then another thing too is what Chief Becraft's idea of what should be on a paramedic truck is not exactly what other chiefs think.
Right.
And okay, our paramedic has the supplies to extricate, to deal with a mass casualty incident, an active shooter incident. They have everything they need on that truck, which everywhere else in Weber County and other places do. But I can't control what other cities do.
Yeah.
But that's why we have that heavy paramedic squad. And you know what? Just for your gee whiz, as soon as we got that, we're the only one that has one in Davis County. They're all over in Weber County. As soon as we got that, at Clinton, Syracuse, man, we wish we would have got one of those. I wish our chief would have got us. In fact, Clinton got their chief's vehicle. You know.
Yeah.
If does that help? Like.
Yeah. Yeah. That I kind of expected that, but I just hadn't heard it outright.
Yeah, because it has a Stokes.
You said it in the first statement. Yeah, because they're cheap.
It is.
And it doesn't carry all the equipment.
This is what made bringing the paramedic program on so easy. Was he already had this all planned out?
Well, that's right. No, like our paramedic truck has a Stokes basket on it for rescuing. Like if you need, their trucks don't have those.
Yeah.
They don't have rope equipment. They don't have triage equipment.
It's not just a paramedic truck. It's a multi-use truck.
It is. It's plus it has their air packs and their fire gear. It's
perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. It is more expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it is actually, they have the tool that they need to be paramedics.
And that's what we want. That's always been my focus, at least.
Yeah.
Get them the equipment they need and the equipment they can use. And you've been really good at not getting extra equipment that is just fluff.
No.
So thank you for that explanation.
From West Point, nothing different than what we reported last month, so we should.
Mayor, thank you for recognizing North Davis Fire in that article. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn. And a second. We are adjourned.